Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, y'all, here we go. Helping out those people that went out on a great date and then they haven't heard anything.
Ugh.
Nothing worse. Audrey knows that firsthand. Just ghosted by like the first real relationship that she's had since she's been in Austin.
It's okay.
Is that karma because you've ghosted dudes before?
Yep.
What do you mean before?
What?
On the reg.
Oh,
she is a queen ghost.
I didn't want to say that, Audrey.
Calling me out.
All right. Dang. Well, y'all, let's say hello to Haley. What's up, Haley?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Talk to us.
So I don't know if you guys can help me out on this. So I don't know if you can explain to me how you can go on a great date and kiss multiple times and then only be ghosted afterwards.
Audrey, back at you.
Oh.
Audrey kisses every boy
Stop.
She goes out with.
We need to change the wording on this.
Oh, I'm
they
sorry. They kiss
me.
You. They kiss you. They kiss you on every date you go out on. Got it. Sorry.
If I'm kissing someone, it's because I like them.
And good for you, by the way, for
good for you.
Good for her for not like stopping because.
You can't. She has every right to go, no.
I know, but you know how awful that feels for a man? Like when you try to kiss someone and they don't want to kiss you? It's the ultimate insult. And you're just.
Oh.
Even if you don't want to, you're taking it for the team. You're just being nice to them.
No.
Good for you, Audrey.
We don't
want to
hurt his widow feelings. If
exactly.
she doesn't want to kiss him, she's not going to kiss him, but she does.
And
I'm
thank
a giver.
You. Thank you for all the guys out there that don't want to get hurt.
Okay. Back to you, Haley. Sorry, this is your moment. So how did you and Jack meet and, you know, what happened?
Well, we met on the apps, like, you know, everybody does now. And we got along like really well. And I know for a fact that he was really into me. And I will admit there was a little bit of a vibe shift between talking over messages versus in person.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't necessarily bad. Like, he was great in person, just not like super, not as deep. You know, maybe.
Gotcha.
So which is like fair enough. And I guess that people like to keep first dates like kind of casual and light. And I totally understand that. But yeah, we had like a lot of fun. And like I said, we really got along. And to be honest, like he just couldn't keep his hands off me or stop kissing me. So I'm extremely disappointed and hurt and upset that he hasn't reached out after all of that. And, you know, I sent him a text afterwards and said, hey, I had a great time. And he didn't respond to that either. And haven't heard from him.
I'm watching Audrey's facial expressions as she's listening to you talk. And she goes from sober. And then when you start talking about how he couldn't keep his hands off you, she's got this big old grin.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
And then at the end, we were like talking about how hurt you were. She got kind of a frowny face.
I'm sad. I feel bad for her.
All right, Jack. We filled you in on everything. We appreciate you agreeing to come on the radio with us. Haley told us that you ghosted her. Is that fair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest, like, yeah, I pretty much had to.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, maybe that's shallow. That's kind of just the truth. Like, when I first saw her profile, I'm like, oh, all right, she's cute. I'm down. Right. But then we met in person and it was just like a completely different situation.
What was this? She didn't look like her pictures or what?
No. And like, so like she had these like pretty huge lip fillers that like weren't in the pictures. And so that just threw me off. I mean, I guess, like, obviously those pictures were from before she had all this work done.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't help but be like, this is weird, and she just looks so different. And, like, I don't know. She's like, she's not being authentic. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not, like, being real with me.
No, I mean, I hear you. I understand that. But if you were so turned off by her, she told us y'all made out. Is that true? You guys kissed?
You kissed the lip fillers, bro.
You kissed the lip fillers? I mean, if they were so gross, why did you kiss the lip fillers?
I didn't say they were gross.
Oh.
I just said, like, I it was fine.
Uh-huh.
It was good. I was just, like, super curious, I guess. Like, what does that feel like, I guess?
Okay.
I think that's fine. I don't know. She's fine. Again, sounds shallow, but she's fine to hook up with, but, like, just if I'm looking for, like, deeper, is she, like, a long-term partner? Probably not.
Because she gets lip fillers? Wait, I mean, is that the extent? We're just trying to understand. Is the extent of why you were not attracted to her is because she got lip fillers and looked different than she did in the original pictures on the app?
The things just kept adding up. Like, her hair was different. She had, like, these big lip fillers. I don't know. Like, I just don't picture me being with a woman that's into that. Like, she's so into her appearance that she wants to, like, change it and be a certain way, and she's just not confident in who she is. Like, I just don't see myself settling down with someone like that.
Got
it. It's just, you know, how can I trust that they're being genuine when their whole look is so manipulated?
Well, I mean...
Like, if that makes sense.
Putting on makeup could be perceived as manipulation. I mean, we all do it, right? We all try to look our best and...
Yeah, you wear makeup?
Well, I mean,
I don't wear makeup, but most women do.
But the fact that he just said that, like, how genuine, then you need a date. What are the Amish person that doesn't wear anything that's like looks just natural? Like, bro, that's not how it works.
I could kind of understand what he's saying if it wasn't so ridiculous the way he said it.
Right.
Where I think there's two kinds of guys. One that wants a very natural looking woman.
Right, right.
And the other that can get on board with a bunch of work being done. The super like done up, maybe perhaps not real looking girl. I think it's two kinds of men.
Yeah. You see that in Dallas all the time, Audrey. Where you're from. Mm-hmm. A lot of those women. Haley, we want to give you a chance to respond. What do you think about what Jack said?
Well, I mean, nothing about lip fillers has anything to do with my character, with who I am as a human being.
Yeah.
You know, it does seem kind of shallow, honestly, because I just like taking care of myself and I like looking good. You know, it makes me feel good. And if that's his problem, that's the complete opposite of the kind of guy that I'm looking for. If he has a problem with that.
All right. Well, that's fair. Look, I'm all about a woman, you know, doing what she's got to do to feel better about herself. But I will say, if there's anything that I think women get a little carried away with, it's the lip fillers and those big old lips. I had to tell my BFF, who I think is just a beautiful, like insanely beautiful woman, but she just got carried away with those lip fillers. And I finally told her, I was like, can you do something about that? And she had dissolved. That's the word I was looking for. So
how do they look now?
Oh my God. So much better. So much better.
I want lip fillers so bad.
No, you don't need them.
After all this conversation.
Look, I'm all about Botox. I'm all about all that stuff. Just so happens I got an appointment next Monday for Botox with my girl, Dr. Jessica Wright at Rejuvenate Austin. Shout out. I love her.
Hit me up, girl.
I love all that stuff. I just, the lips, we just get too carried away with the lips. And it's kind of a gateway, you know? It just gets bigger and you want a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. But anyway, obviously this is not going to work out. He's looking for one thing. You're looking for another. And both are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just not right for each other. So wish you both luck.
All right. Appreciate y'all.